Enough Italians. We're heading for France, a work from Fontainebleau in 1754 by Jean-Philippe Rameau. If you already know his opera, Anacreon, it might not be this one, Simon. What's happening?
That's right. Well, rather unhelpfully, he wrote two one-act operas
very
called
curious.
Anacreon. Yeah, we know the second one, 1757. That's the well-known one. The one we're going to sample is the first one of 1754. The two works had nothing in common, didn't share any music. And the one from 1754 was intended to be part of a sort of big multi-act work, which Rameau never finished. So it was performed on its own at Fontainebleau in front of the king in 1754. Just a couple of performances, and then Rameau revised it for performance after his death in the 1760s and early 70s.
But it's not survived complete, has it? So it's been a sort of investigation and reconstruction job for the conductor here, Jonathan Williams.
It has. And more about that in a minute. I mean, it didn't, as you say, it didn't actually get its first modern performance until 2012, actually. So restored and brought to us very, very recently. And, you know, this is extraordinary. It's wonderful, wonderful music. You know, it's all compressed into about 50 minutes. And it's like a succession of Fabergé eggs. Just wonderful, beautiful things in front of you that sort of taken away from you too quickly and leave you wanting more.
We'll open one of them for you.
Let's open. That's good. It's a storm in a teacup, this opera. It's all about the power of poetry to encourage love. Anacreon was the great classical poet, a bit of a lecher. And this libretto smooths over that sort of thing. And really, he's seen as a paternal figure encouraging love between two young lovers, Chloe and Bathilde. But Chloe misunderstands this sort of paternal interest and thinks that actually Anacreon fancies her. So she sings a little aria in which suddenly her love for Bathilde is crystallised because of this. How convenient. And what Rameau does is he suddenly, it's a very flimsy plot, and he breathes life into this sort of cardboard cut-out Chloe. And suddenly we have to take her seriously.
Thank you.
Tendre Amour, Chloe's aria from Rameau's Anacreon, the first version. Well, a different version, but the first one. Anna Dennis as Chloe with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Jonathan Williams. The world premiere recording of the 1754 setting, reconstructed by Williams from different manuscripts scattered amongst libraries in Paris, he says. Does it feel like it? What's he had to do?
It doesn't feel like it. It feels incredibly cohesive. And I think all the bits that survive really come from the revival of 1766 and 71. In fact, the aria we've just heard is a later addition to the piece, which kind of, you know, it adds a lot of gravitas to Chloe's part. No, the whole thing feels immensely convincing, and the players really seem to understand what they're doing, which is interesting for an English band, really.
Which is, we're more used to Rameau from French performers, especially if we include William Christie as an honorary French person, which we ought to. So they've got the accent, haven't they?
They have. Look at the makeup of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. You've got people like Lisa Besnosiuk, who played on John Elliott Gardner's 1982 recording of Rameau's Les Boreades, one of the greatest ever Rameau recordings. And one or two of the fiddlers also on that recording and have played in all sorts of things French since, sitting alongside the new generation, teaching them, you know, how to do things. And there's a lot to learn.
So you've got enthusiasm and experience combined
together.
That's
marvellous.
Well, the cast, we've got Matthew Brooke in the title role. It's a good role for him, isn't it?
It is, and he decides to play it fairly straight. He could be a lecherous Anacreon, and there is comedy there, and it's a possible way of doing it. It may be the sort of thing that Bill Christie and some of the French might do to give the whole thing a bit more of a kind of a push, but he plays it straight, and it works incredibly well. And so he has a kind of gravitas and a paternal quality, which I think really works extremely well in combination with this innocence that Anna Dennis brings to Chloe.
As we've just heard. Well, you've got another highlight. We're heading for the end, aren't we?
We are, and this is a good example, really, of the material runs out for Anacreon towards the end of the work. And the final scene, I think some of the brass and string parts had to be reconstructed because they simply don't exist. So it's a wonderful way to end a little French opera, a divertissement where everyone is going to have a party in celebration of love. You know, can't ask for more than that. And Chloe and Bathilde declare their love for each other. Anacreon looks on proudly, delighted that it's because they've been reading his poetry that's brought them together. And there's a chorus and ballet in praise of Bacchus and Cupid. Why not?
Thank you.
exuberant percussive slap there. The end of Rameau's opera Anacreon, his first setting from 1754, a bacchanalian celebration and chorus in praise of the gods of wine and love. May they reign forever,
hear.
It says. The voices of Matthew Brook, Anna Dennis and Augustin Prunel Friend with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by the man who put the score back together again, Jonathan Williams. Worth the effort, Simon.
Hear. Absolutely wonderful.
And it's a world premiere recording. It's on Signum Classics, a single CD. Not the most glamorous presentation, but you do get full text and translation. So thank you very much indeed.